Well, for those of you who might be curious enough to arrive at this YouTube presentation of whatever it is, you know this is about my sharing of a personal journey, something to explore and then something to share. I don't always know where it leads. But let me share with you where I am right now as of the time of this recording. It's what we call the month of one boy. That is the month of the first month of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. First month of winter in either hemisphere, but for me, I'm in the Northern Hemisphere, one boy month, one boy meaning mother's father, and step number one, one boy. There's a one girl in the Southern Hemisphere. She's also a number one step. These steps, by the way, are measured from bottom up, mostly, meaning from pelvic cavity being one to the top of the head and the head being six. So there's a journey of one through six. Well, it's a journey, right? But part of this journey is being able to make the first step. Sometimes I call it the eye of the needle. This little symbology of a perfect sacred geometry spiral, which is as much vertical as it is horizontal. For me, the entry into this sacred journey has to do with this drop of water. Now, it really ideally would be microscopic drop of water, because that's how it feels. The microscopic drop of water, like a pinpoint. Where is that inside me? If that theoretically is where to start, how do I find it? And we're basically saying in this topography that the beginning of this entire spiral to forever starts with this one. Now, in this month, well, we're at slightly a different location, but the very pinpoint of the start of this we call the autumn equinox, where the yin meets the yang on both sides of the planet, and the starting of the first month of autumn goes into the cool inner world. Cool inner world of feeling. So how to get inside of that feeling? To give you a slightly different view of it, let me give you another picture that might look like this one I really like. It looks like this. Similar to the last one, but more real. Yes, this is a flower. To me, this is the journey. Yes, it's a metaphor of a journey, but the flower is the ultimate creation of the earth. No, I didn't mean to exclude you from that because I don't consider you to be a creation of the earth. A flower is a creation of the earth. To me, the soul is not a creation of the earth. The earth is a place where the soul has the opportunity to use the physical environment to progress into eternity. But the flower, not so much. The flower is a product of the earth. Yes, it's a reflection of the divine cosmos. But the flower is of the earth. Now, every color you see in a flower is a mineral. Every single color that you see around you is composited by the vibration of a mineral. All the reds, golds, yellows, pinks, whites, they have to do with what originated in the mineral kingdom. That came through the plant kingdom and produced a flower at the top or at the tip of the branch. To me, this is like the symbology of the soul. We're a mineral, tiny little thing, not from the earth, but we're coming up to grow. So how do you enter into this place? Now, for me, the entry into this place is a sincere desire to want to feel. Now, that may sound easy, but the sincere desire to want to feel is only increased or dilated or amplified by my own choice to want to do it. Now, that sounds easy, but it really isn't. So my commitment is to be inside this place, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, while changing my desire to want to grow. First month, second month, third month of the autumn, first month of the winter is what we call the beginning of the increase of light. So after 3 months of relative darkness, going into the shadows of the autumn, coming into the very beginning of the increase of the beginning of light. Now that light is an earthly light. Yeah, so the increase in the northern hemisphere, that for six more months comes the ascending, increasing day length. Now during that time period, I can go inside that feeling that's happening on the earth and use the ascending day length for 6 months. I can use the ascending masculine forces to instill my own heart's desire to feel, grow, expand, and direct where this experience or what the flower might look like. Wow. What if you were to be personally responsible for your own growth? That sounds weird. What if you were personally responsible for what species of flower you are? What if you were personally responsible for the complete expansion of your celestial growth on into eternity? What if it makes a difference what you put in the beginning? So for me, the month that I'm on, which is the fourth month of a cycle, 3 months of autumn, first month of winter, four. To me, four means heart. This is the fourth month. So inside of this little tiny pinpoint of a sincere desire to want to feel, grow, and everything about it, it's now going to be embellished with a little color of pink because that's the four girl color of the expanding heart moving into the unknown place of the silence, the abyss, the void, the nothing, the all that leads to higher light. So I'm kind of curious about this little point right down here. And what does it feel like to be there? And oh, by the way, I can't do it. It's annoying I can't do it. What I mean, I can't do it. I'm working on it all the time, but I can't achieve what this represents. On a defined level, you can call this humility. The sincere desire to want to feel every feeling inside my soul, known or unknown to me, possible or nearly impossible. How much of my actual being do I really, well, I can't do it. I say I can't do it because I realize it's unattainable. It's designed to be unattainable. Not like the flower that reaches a crescendo in its development and produces its stamen and stigma style ovaries. It produces pollen. It produces another generation of flowers. It produces a bulb. My growth here, your growth, in my opinion, your growth as well, is designed to be eternal. It's not designed to be achieved. It's designed to be continually, expansively, beautifully growing. Wow, I can't do it. Then the inside of this is basically dependent on a couple of things. One, my motivation. Is it clean? My action, my purpose, my alignment, my sincerity. And you're not required to understand the implications of all of your intentions. You don't have to have it perfect from the beginning. You can say, oh, I want to do this because I want more health. I want more happiness. I want more sex. I want more money. I want a relationship. I'm willing to grow because I want to live in the world and be prosperous. You have the right to make that choice right there. And in the process of making that choice continuously, you are more likely to grow into the changes of what that means. So you don't have to have it perfect from the beginning. Start where you are. Step in the middle of that. Breathe. Make a choice. And then an hour later, I would suggest you breathe and make another choice. If you change the choice, it's okay. You have the right to be continually changing, like all of these petals on the flower. You have the right to go, action-oriented, passion, orgasms, new car. Yes, you can have all that when you are engaged in the correct and wise use of the pinpoint at the middle of the flower. I think it's innocence. I think it's humility. I think it corresponds to your mother's relationship to her father and his relationship to his mother. I think it requires that you occupy the whole feminine side of your family. Sorry about that. I just burst your bubble. That all of us need to go deeply inside the inner yin of our existence, right down there where it all meets, where mother met father. Yes, that means reproductive tract function, right down there, penis vagina function, right down there at the bottom of the coccyx where the orgasmic function of fertility exists, is only a starting point. Because you'll find that that same starting point is like the rungs of a ladder, it goes progressively higher. So right down there, which is right there in the heart, right there in the middle of the pituitary, the pineal, if you wish, is the same thing of humility, innocence, sincerity, intention, motivation, and the desire to want to progress. So I'm saying build your desire any way you can. Put the music on, dance, focus right there, build your desire. Be still, be silent, meditate for hours if you want. Go there, do it until you're done. Get up and keep doing it by something else. Mop the house, go shopping, right there. The sincere desire to want to live in the continuous experience of eternal increase. Now, I'm a fanatic. I like being a fanatic. Because a fanatic has some degree of passion about what they're going to do. And if I'm going to run into a wall, I'd rather run into it hard. If I'm going to run into the ladder of heaven, I'd rather climb the thing all the way to the top. So I have an interior passion about no matter what I'm working on, I like to do it with a passion. And then I find that every single month teaches me a different form of passion. The first month of winter, soft, yielding, aware, breath, innocence, humility, sincerity. I can't do it. The second month of winter, I know what's coming in the progression. I know a three boy or a love of truth is going to come. The sword of Excalibur is going to come next month. I know what's coming from one boy to three boy month. I know what's coming in the next month, the third month of winter. I know what's going to come in a sequence. I just want to occupy it with more and more desire to do so. And share with you then my experiences that come out of it. And I've had some pretty wild experiences just doing this single spot. I'll come back at another time and share with you more experiences about what happens But I'm suggesting you can do this, like, for example, if I just pull up one more picture for those of you who want to see pictures, this is the same place. This is one back to the bone. If you're in the southern hemisphere during the one girl month during the third week, a third week is a social function. I'll come back and do this one again more for those of you in the southern hemisphere. But even if you're in the northern hemisphere on a one boy month, you can't go wrong by going down here and feeling this vitality in your innermost function of your bones. I've had dozens of experiences inside my bones. Powerful, profound experiences. But each one of them, they keep reminding me, you can keep going inside your bones, or in some cases, this other picture that I like so much, which is a fallopian, which looks very much like this one. Same thing again. I love these images. But the sad reality for me is I can't stay here. Sometimes I like to. The reality is I need to come out and share what I found, because unless I give to you the deepest parts of me, I'll never know the deepest parts of you. And why do I want to know the deepest parts of you? Well, because that's what it keeps saying. If I'm going to know me, I need to know you. If I'm going to know and feel me, I need to practice. Incessantly practice. The sincere, it's not like it's a job. It's a life. And then share that life with you and come back and do it again. So, for all of you who track your way here or are patient enough to listen to some of this over these long months, I appreciate you being there. Because if it weren't for you, the squirrels in my neighborhood would get really annoyed. I'd be talking to them all the time. I want to have a relationship with the squirrels and the birds. And oh, the fox came by. And I love the deer that passed by here. But I'm supposed to learn how to love you. So forgive me if I'm not always good about it. But I'll get better, I promise. See you soon.